The 80s. What do you remember?
Oh my goodness, how long you got?
80s.
Uh-huh.
God.
Innocence, that's what the 80s was for me.
Drugs and drink.
Very, very hot summer.
Roller skates.
Wham bars.
BMX bikes.
Filofaxes and frilly shirts.
Da da da. Da da da.
Mainly the music, that's what pops into my head mostly.
All sorts of 80s music. Spandau Ballet, Adam and the Ants. I'm showing my age, aren't I?
Adam Ant, people like this are wearing all their makeup and stuff and doing great
what was
videos.
What's that thing he had on his nose?
Era flamboyant video. At the time, I remember thinking, hey, this is impressive. And looking at it now, it's just remarkably silly.
At dawn,
I remember listening to the radio about Falklands War and listening to all what was going on and stuff like that, which was really bizarre because I was so little.
I remember being terribly, terribly patriotic about the whole thing and wanting to gun down any Argentinian and all this kind of thing.
I'm not allowed to say how many planes joined the raid, but I counted them all out and I counted them all back.
I remember being very, very proud.
I remember my sister wearing pointed shoes and drain pipe jeans. And I remember bad hairstyles and men wearing makeup.
I never wore brown flares, just for the record.
Did you have a rah-rah skirt?
Yes, I did. I had one of those little twin sets as well that you had. You had these sort of like little skirts, little tiny mini skirts and a matching jumper with bat wings, bat wing sleeves.
Really, really bad pop music.
Lots of very colourful and over-made-up pop groups.
Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I remember Bananarama.
Let's Dance by David Bowie.
I remember Big Hair. Guys, all the bands, they dress up like women. You know, they had lipstick and long hair. And girls wore sparkly things.
Nelson Mandela, that was another big, big, big moment in the 80s.
Free Nelson Mandela.
Free Nelson Mandela.
Begging you, begging you, please.
The music and the clouds, it wasn't particularly nice.
Wham! Wake me up before you go.
I remember bright pink corduroy ski pants.
Leg warmers, thin leather ties.
Very bad socks. Luminous coloured socks, very different colours.
Is also the year the Heysel Stadium disaster in Belgium, where Liverpool fans rioted against Juventus. I always thought football hooliganism affected other towns and other cities, but not Liverpool. I really believed it was something that happened in other places. And actually seeing this, and it was almost total disbelief, like this cannot be happening. But unfortunately it did. And of course British clubs were banned from Europe as a result.
Live Aid, I remember that. That was quite a landmark.
Yeah, my dad sat me down and said, you've got to watch this. And he sat me down in front of Michael Burke, special programme about Ethiopia and all those people starving in Ethiopia. And he sat me down and said, you've got to watch that. And he made me watch the whole half an hour programme, beginning to end. But I just remember it really, really upset me that these people were starving.
Oh, yeah, Live Aid and all that.
And all that sort of stuff. I remember that very well.
Yeah, Live Aid. '86 was the first CD, wasn't it? And the Bee Gees, the first CD album by them. That was on Tomorrow's World, I remember.
Comics, I remember. Shoot Magazine, Match.
The Eagle.
Yeah.
Back to the Future films.
I remember grey, shiny trousers with pink flecks.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
And they were very tight.
Yeah.
White socks with moccasins, slip-on sort of loafery shoes.
Really bad makeup. Girls wearing yellow around their eyes.
Don't leave.
Don't understand how I'm a joke, man.
Rick Astley.
Duran Duran. Oh, it was fantastic. Great music then.
I mean,
Michael Jackson was brilliant at the time there.
I don't know why I remember all the NAF records, but I do.
There were lots of groups of young people dropping out, many disaffected people, travelling around the country doing all sorts of things, buying up big vans, converting buses. And it culminated in a free festival at Stonehenge, where police from all over the UK came and just beat up everyone. They came with truncheons, they trashed their vehicles, they beat them up. A lot of people ended up in hospital, and it was an absolute tragedy, but it should be allowed to happen in so-called civilised society.
The boom years, the years when property prices shot through the roof and people were making lots of money and then crash.
I remember being very bright, but very superficial and a bit nasty. And a lot of people very unhappy. There was a recession in the 80s and everyone blamed Thatcher for it.
Conservatives were in power for the 80s.
Her name, Mrs. Thatcher.
Mrs. Thatcher's horrible regime.
Politically, it seems there wasn't much to be proud of.
The Tiananmen Square, I think the image of the guy in the tank is kind of imprinted on our mind.
I remember the image of this guy, obviously the one that's replayed in all the news stories, of that guy with two flags standing in front of a tank and the tank edging forward and him moving, stepping to a side and the tank coming forward. He was a figure for what Tiananmen Square meant, and I don't know a lot about it, but that's the one pervading image I've got left of it.
It was a tragedy. I mean, they were just asking for what we take for granted, and they were massacred for it.
I remember the Berlin Wall going down. I remember watching that at my auntie's house on the TV.
One engineer has literally started hammering into the Berlin Wall, making a first incision.
I was in Germany for the fall of the Berlin Wall, yes. That was impressive, yes.
I have absolutely no memory of the Berlin Wall coming down at all. For the whole of November 1989, it was my first full month, or second full month at university, and I spent most of it very, very drunk, or throwing up kebabs in gutters, really. This is something I actually deeply regret.
I think the biggest thing, though, for me is music, really, for the 80s, because it sort of really marks that point in your sort of growing up.
Live Aid and that whole thing was the last great charity event. After that, it sort of ushered in the new decade. Now, I remember the latter part of the decade just being sort of me generation. Everybody was sort of money-grabbing, and it was all very, very mercenary. It's not the best decade in Britain's history at all.
Very little culturally going on. Bit of a lull period, bit of like a melting pot for things that would happen in the 90s.
In the 80s, we seem to get angry. We don't get angry anymore. We don't care. No one cares. Hey! One man!